Hello, hello, listeners to the Esposito podcast. Welcome back again for another edition of Pull My Pinky, the Dora the Explorer side story, season 2.5. Sidequel? Let's go with that. I'm running out of buzzwords, but I hope you enjoy the next episode. Once you finish listening, if you could leave a rating, like, or review the podcast, that would be really appreciated. And then sit back and get back to playing Baldur's Gate 3, as I know I will be, as are most of the podcast crew, except for John, who seems to be the only D&D nerd who isn't excited about this game, and Aaron, who currently runs a potato. But one day, he'll join us. Oh, he'll join us. And probably John too.
Last time on the search for Dora the Explorer, you were bought some Xamarin, and in the aftermath of that, you had a little rest because they fucked you up a little bit. Jefferson wasn't looking too good. Then you went into another room, a following room, that was same size, shape, screens all over it, Dora's face glaring out at you, and there was a cake in the middle of the room, a birthday cake with three layers, and poisonous gas started to fill the room. You quickly decided you couldn't be fucked to... I mean, you didn't quickly decide. It took a while. Decided you couldn't be fucked to put the correct passwords in to get through to the next room. So you just blew the door up in true Esposito style, which then went on to an airlock corridor, which was almost like a house of horrors, a house of mirrors. Very psychedelic. There were gas masks from the ceiling that you inhaled, which gave you a bit of health back, but also made you super high. Which then led to another room, which had zero gravity all of a sudden, that pushed you out into this huge oval-shaped room that had little pieces of space hay floating around in the zero gravity as well. You make your way across to another airlock that was closed, to which you then heard, over the tannoy, Dora's voice saying, "Enjoying your lovely swim in zero gravities with your boners, you dirty little men. This seems too easy. Let's change the beat." And out of the airlock that you came from emerged two creatures that Jefferson recognized.
When you describe it like that, like in a linear way with all the things that we specifically did, it sounds like we spent 3 hours not doing very much.
Yeah, not a lot happened.
We went through three rooms. Yeah. One of them had sort of a puzzle. The other one didn't. You just needed to walk through it.
Yeah.
In all fairness, it is us. We do add time. Until, like, you were expecting us to add time, then we just circumvent shit.
Yeah, be ready for this fight to last 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Now you've tempted fate, so now we're going to be doing this for 3 years.
20 more creatures appear all of a sudden. No. So there you are. Jefferson doesn't have any mag boots, so he's been drifted along, held by Hood, I think, at the moment, on the other side of the room.
Didn't we float across the room, anyway?
You float across to the airlock on the opposite side of the room, and the creatures came in from the other airlock that you just came from.
And I assume they don't have zero gravity boots on as well.
Make a perception check.
I swear to God, if they have zero gravity boots. That is a grand total, my friend, of 8.
8. You remember that the horrors have fairly sharp claws, and the material on the wall is not very strong metal by the looks of it.
Okay. Fine.
So, Jefferson, you remember that these are the bio-horrors that you experienced many years ago with your friends in the Epsilon Shift. Basically, the cast-off clones of Venom Page.
I remember that their footsteps sound a little like this.
Yeah, and you can sort of hear that now as it echoes around the oval of this room.
A little bit like a lonely bearded DM fapping in the corner.
Yeah. We all know what that sounds like.
Almost always dressed as Superman.
We do some excellent Foley work here.
It's a struggle.
I suppose we better roll a bit of initiative.
I suppose you better roll a bit of initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll also do that.
Oh, dear.
That's an 18 altogether for me, Luke.
20 for Jefferson.
13 for Hud.
Okay, great. So, yeah, as you see, these two creatures all... You can make out, they're not too far away. It's about 60 foot across the room. But yeah, you can make out that they're mangled, horrific forms. Their teeth and gums are on the outside of their lips. Their lips have been drawn back across their face. They almost look like a bull sack Nosferatu. One of them uses their claws to push off the metal on the other side of the room towards you and starts to float at a fairly fast pace. They don't quite make it. In fact, no, they do. They're gonna dash. Can you dash in zero gravity? Might be some rules somewhere.
I guess if you push extra hard, like use all your strength in that push.
I'd have thought so. Fuck it. They got claws.
Yeah. So yeah, they zero gravity dash. They float towards you. This grimace on their face. This first one's within melee range. And then it's Jefferson's go.
Right. Jefferson's going to do something that Jefferson doesn't usually do. He's going to use his short blade. Because of all of the... I'm assuming that firing... Like, Jefferson's been around Space A a lot. He was there using Space A before the Galactic Moratorium on its use was put into effect. He might even have been the cause. So I assume...
He's got shares in it.
Yeah, I mean, back before it was made illegal, he made a killing off Space A.
Probably still does, and like the bootlegging of Space A.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, that's not... put it out on a podcast or anything. I mean, advertising is obviously very good, but you want to advertise in the right way. Like, no one's... I was going to say no one's selling drugs on a podcast, but I don't know that that's not true.
Don't smoke Space A, kids.
Yeah, seriously, don't smoke Space A. It doesn't get you high, it just kills you.
Honestly, you like that shit, your face is burnt off.
You're thinking of space grass, which is much, much milder.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming I know that gunshots around Space A are a terrible idea.
Yeah, I say you don't have to roll for that. You know that given the amount in this room as well, it would probably be a bad idea to
fire a weapon.
Or any kind of incendiary weapon.
Okay, I've got two options. I'm going to go with... Taking a really long time, guys. I'm going to go with my first option because it gives me an extra attack. I think I already have extra attack. God damn, it's been so long. Do hunters have extra attack? Tom, you've played a hunter more recently than I have. Yeah, no, they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So with my short blade, I'm going to make three attacks because I can. But I'm also going to, before I attack with my first attack, I'm going to use a bonus action to cast Graviton Strike, which is a forging technique. Next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the end of the duration, a powerful gravity field appears at the point of impact. The target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the gravity field for the duration. So I'm doing that. I'm guessing a 9 doesn't hit.
That does not hit, no. I'm guessing that only comes into effect if it hits.
Yeah, it's a kind of a permanent thing until I hit. 14?
14 does hit.
Yeah, Graviton Strike, motherfucker. So it needs to make a strength saving throw.
12,
you say?
12,
well, I say that does not succeed. So it is now restrained, and at the start of each of its turns, for the next minute, it's going to take a d6 of damage. But I also deal some damage to it when I hit, because that's how weapons work.
No.
So that's 4 damage of the slashing varietal. And they're going to attack one more time. And that's a 19 to hit.
Well, that hits.
And I add my wisdom modifier to this one. And that's another 5 damage. So not loads, but it's restrained. And then I guess, what does restrained mean? Does it mean it has disadvantage on anything?
I think you might get advantage on attacks against it.
Oh shit, well that second attack had advantage, so I'll see if I rolled a crit. I didn't.
Hold on, let me just see what the restraint.
Restrained creature's speed becomes 0 and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has a disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
All right. Can it roll each turn to try and get rid of this thing, or is it?
A creature restrained by the field or one that can touch the creature can use its action to make a strength check against your forging save DC.
All right. Good to know. All right, rebook.
So I'm going to push off and move away from it because whilst it can have an opportunity attack, it is with disadvantage.
As you know, these creatures are clones that have gone wrong. And as a result, their body's dysmorphosized, is that a word? And yeah, their brain function is very minimal. So they're going to try and hit you.
Yeah.
Does a 15 hit you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's not very good, is it? Well, I don't have another one of those. I'm just going to have to roll that twice. And I do. And that hits you for 16 points of slashing damage.
Oof.
Yeah, these aren't fun. Can you also make a strength saving throw?
Strength saving throw, you say?
Yeah.
Oh. Wonderful. 19, not bad.
19, okay, cool. So yeah, it hits you pretty hard, but you manage to maintain your course of moving away, and it doesn't send you into a spin.
So I'm using my hands, and I'm just going to like pull myself around, so I'm like a third of the way, so like halfway between the two biohorrors.
So around the oval room.
Yeah, I'm like round the edge of it.
Okay. Yeah, rebook, you'll go.
How far away is the nearest one to rebook?
So you're all sort of on the airlock on the other side of the room, so the one that's closest to you is the one that just hit Jefferson. It's about, I'd say about, yeah, it's within melee range, pretty much.
Great. Melee it is then.
Can Jefferson quickly call out just to say, you guys know not to fire anything near space, hey, right? Just, you're very young. The silence is really unnerving.
Pretty much it's pistols and signs. Although, question for the room, cryo pistol.
I'll allow it.
Cold damage.
I'll allow it. I like that.
I've got one that does necrotic damage as well. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I mean, my disruptor does necrotic damage. It doesn't fire a bullet, but...
It does fire a bullet.
No, I mean, I think it fires a bolt, which is possibly worse.
And it generates a lot of heat.
Yeah.
I'd allow a cryo round for sure. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I have another question for later, but we'll get to it.
Cool. So Reboot's going to... Is drawing weapons, is that, I don't know if there's such thing as a bonus action, but is that a bonus action? No, sorry, a free action.
Yeah. Can't be bothered to tap around.
He's going to swap out his disruptor for his short blade. Hunter's Mark, the... I'm guessing the one that... whichever's closest.
Yeah.
And then take two shots with the cryo pistol. So there's two attacks.
I forgot to Hunter's Mark again.
It's easily done. So 13 on the first one.
Yeah, that hits.
Did you forget the Hunter's Mark just now, Tom? Did you forget?
Fairly sure I did.
No, he's not. Right. He's not a munter like you. Munter's Mark, more like. Am I right?
Well played, sir. Well played.
13 and the 23, so I'm guessing they both hit the 13, don't they?
Yeah.
Fabulous. So that would be 23 damage.
Oof. A fine hit.
Can it make a constitution save? Well, two constitution saves, actually. A DC 13.
He fails both, or she, or they, fail. Well, it was a Venom Page clone, so they fail. Both.
So the speed's been reduced by 20 feet.
So 40 feet total.
No, sorry, 20 feet altogether. It's 10 feet per thing.
So the one that has a speed of zero has less speed.
Yeah.
Depends on what I hit. It's not moving anywhere fast. And the drone's going to come in and make some blade attacks.
Are you doing these with advantage, by the way?
It wasn't, no. They both hit, but if I get advantage on them, I'll roll again just to see if I crit any of them. I did not crit on any of them. Never mind. Okay, drone's going to take two slices with the blades. 15 and 17.
Damage each?
No, sorry, it's a hit.
Oh.
So 20 damage altogether.
So your drone just flies straight through this horror. The purpley kind of black oozy blood just squirts all over the zero grav room. Just starts to float upwards and mix with the space hay in this eerie dance of pure destruction.
Beautiful. At which point, Reboot's going to tap his heels together and kick off. He's going to throw down.
Where are you going?
It's just going to head off in a direction away from these guys. So kick off to maybe the other side of the room, the airlock there.
So towards the other horror?
Oh, is there one on the other side of the room?
Yeah, it came in through the airlock you came from.
Oh, right. Okay. Not. He's going to kick onto one of them. Away from the machines.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a verticality to the room. It's like an egg shape, really.
Is there somewhere I could jump to with 35 feet?
35 feet? You could follow the wall up. It wouldn't get you to the top of the room, but it would get you fair way up, maybe halfway up to the ceiling.
It's going to kick off in that direction.
Okay, cool. As you do this, as you kick off up to the top of the room by 30 feet, make a quick perception check.
Never trust a perception check.
No. 12 altogether.
Okay. Yeah, you can't really see much through the haze of the space hay towards the top of the room. You just think it's an empty void, but apart from the little threads of space hay floating around. Because there's so many of them, it's blocking your view somewhat, though. Hood, what is your dexterity?
+16.
Okay, cool. Well, it's your go.
So there's one horror left, right?
There's one horror on the other side of the room to you, yeah. Directly opposite.
I don't know the way you said that. John, do you still have the information for those cryo grenades you gave us?
They do 2d6 damage. Like, they work like a normal grenade, but do 2d6 cold damage and reduce speed by 10.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot the last one with a cryo grenade from my grenade launcher.
As Jefferson watches HUD raise a grenade launcher and fire it across the room. He just puts his head in his hand. I said, don't shoot things, and he pulls out a grenade launcher.
It's a cold grenade, and he pulls the trigger.
Were you ever related to a robot or a crocodile? I don't know. Is that in your bloodstream?
What a weirdly specific insult.
It was a crocodile, and your father was a DVD player.
I'm guessing a 22 hits.
It does.
And that does 9 points of cold damage.
9?
I always feel like grenades in this game do a little too little damage.
Yeah, they're a bit underwhelming, aren't they?
It doesn't seem right.
So is there another effect to it, or is it just the damage?
I think it's just cold damage.
All right.
Is it dead?
It is not dead. It is still... it kind of acts sort of shocked for a second, like it thinks it should have died.
Okay. Then I'm going to...
My lord!
How dare you? In that case, I'm going to shoot it with my other cry grenade then. No. Best. And that is a 25. And still not great damage. 7 points of cold damage.
Alright. At this point, stabbing it twice did more damage.
Yeah.
Than a grenade.
2 grenades. And then Hud's going to kick off and follow Rebook.
Alright. As you float up towards Rebook, make a perception check.
Okay, not very good at perception. Well, that's not too bad. 17.
17. So yeah, as you float up towards the top of the room, you can see it levels off into a near enough a flat roof at the end. It's a very, but it is almost like a cone, like an egg shape. But you can see through the space aid that there is another figure at the top of the room.
Okay, so as I'm floating, I'm guessing that'll count as my move, won't it?
How far did you move?
I don't know. How far did you go?
Ruby went 35. I think it's just your normal move and you move in symmetry.
Okay, I think I...
It's a distance from where you kick off.
Where the fuck is my movement on this thing? Well, I've written my movement down on my character sheet and I've run a whole campaign with this character. Oh, no, I do. So it's 30. Right, so I'm moving 30. So as part of my move, I'm going to switch weapons from my grenade launcher to my forearm blade and I'm going to have my collapsible baton in my offhand. And I'm just going to shout out, Rebook, we've got someone else up there.
Roger, Roger.
As you say this, there is a shriek from the top of the room and you start to hear this. But it's now the go of the horror you just hit, Hood. And it's going to go after you, having...
Is it still not dead? After that second shot as well?
Nope, still alive.
Son of a bitch, I thought I'd killed it.
No, it's... So this wasn't the one that... the drone has killed one.
Right.
So this one hadn't been hit previously.
Oh.
It's going to push off from the wall and dash through the zero grav towards you. It does get within melee range, but that's its go. And then the one at the top of the room, again, pushes off towards you two as well. It's a little bit closer. Top of the room's about 40 feet from you guys. It makes it to you, Hood, and kind of screams in your face and tries to hit you. Does a 21 hit?
A 21 does hit, yes.
And that does 11 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
And can you also make a strength saving throw?
25.
You succeed on that. So the force of the hit makes you think that you're going to go off into a spin and it's going to knock you back, but you manage to use the wall as leverage and keep your grip.
Okay. So I'm going to use one of my stunt to do a... what was the thing? I'm going to do a counter strike. Oh no, I can't. It's when it's missed. Ignore me. I'm chatting shit.
All right.
classic Aaron chatting shit.
It's true.
Then it's back up to the top. That one's dead, so Jefferson, you'll go.
So how far away is the remaining of the first two?
So you've gone around the room, what, 30 feet with your movement?
35.
Yeah, so it's around... So if you keep going around, you could reach it for 35 feet.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go around to about 10 feet away from it. And I'm going to use the prime talent. Whoosh. Oh, no, first, I'm going to hunter's mark the motherfucker. There you go. My bonus action. Then I'm going to use the prime talent. Whoosh. So that is a 19 to hit.
That hits.
So that's 2d8 plus 1d6.
It's a lot of damage.
That was a lot of dice. Could be 3 damage. For all you know. Okay. Stop going well so far. 9 damage and a strength saving throw.
Fails the strength saving throw.
It moves 10 feet away from me.
All right, then it's reboot. You've got two horrors around you. Well, they're sort of focusing on Hood at the moment, but they are within range.
Because I've kicked off, I don't think I can. I think I just have to keep moving until I collide with something.
Oh, did you kick off the wall?
Yeah.
So yeah, you keep going, and yeah, using your movement, you hit the top of the oval. As you do this, make a perception check.
Well, that's pretty good, actually. 25.
25. Okay, I'll say with that, right at the peak of this egg-shaped room, there is a small button lodged into the wall.
How far away is that from me?
So you've hit the top, so it's about, it's within reaching distance.
So, can I see anything on it? Any writing or...
Make an investigation check.
I'm not great at that. Oh, that's a natural 20, though. 21.
Yeah, you can see there is a very crude drawing of a chode.
Fucking door.
It's so much wider than it is long. Like, ridiculous. It's like cartoonish.
Classic door. Yes, I get ready to stamp on the button.
Okay, yeah. So as you do this, I'll say that you can make it out that the airlock that is on the other side of the room opens up. It doesn't affect the gravity in the room. You're still floating, but the airlock is now open.
Reaper's going to shout out, get through the airlock, guys. And is there anything else I can do on the turn? Because I've already interacted with the button.
I think that's your movement. You can do an attack, I suppose. I give that button is a free action.
Oh, sweet. Thank you very much. A free or a bonus? Can I still bonus, or is that too greedy?
I think it's an object interaction. It's fine. You can have a bonus as well.
You're very kind indeed. I'm going to move my hunter's mark over to the one next to Aaron.
Okay.
And take another 2 shots there with the cryo pistol. For a 17 and
19. Yeah, both hit.
22 damage.
22.
22, and again, 2 constitution saves. DC 13.
They both fail again, so that reduces the speed by 20 feet, right?
That's right. Awesome. And the drone, which I'm guessing doesn't have to obey laws of gravity because it's flying, it's going to slice a battle. Same one.
Okay.
For maybe 12 and a 19.
The 19 hits.
13 damage.
The drone goes straight through the horror, expecting the same result as before, but the horror just looks down at the hole in its body and back up at the drone and just screeches again.
I should stop letting it go last. I didn't get the kill this time. It keeps stealing kills from me.
Hood, you're up. The one in front of you looks... It's got a massive hole in its chest cavity now, where the drones just flew through. It doesn't look great.
So is it just the one fighting me now? Because there were two coming. The one that I was fighting before and then chased me, and then there was another one who jumped down from the ceiling.
Oh yeah, I fucked this up a little bit, haven't I? 2 seconds. Because there was two on you, and then John, you went around to the one that doesn't exist.
Well, I could have gone up to the one that doesn't exist, so it's 10 feet away from HUD now.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So there's two on you, yeah.
No, it's now 10 feet away from you because I pushed it.
Cool.
So one's 10 feet away. One is within melee range.
I guess as well, the one that I pushed 10 feet away is just going to keep moving because it's in zero gravity, floating.
Yeah, so we're fairly close to the wall at this point. You pushed it away. It uses its claws to catch itself on the wall.
Boo!
And you can see it's rent this 3 or 4 claw marks straight through this, almost like an aluminium can material in the wall.
I'm just going to wail on it with my melee weapons. First one's going to be my forearm blade. Slash at him. That's a 20 non-natural.
That hits.
And a grand total of 3 damage. I'm going to hit him again with my collapsible baton, but I'm going to use my last stunt to do a shoving attack. So if I hit him with a melee weapon, then I can add the stunt die to my damage roll. If the creature is large, size, or small, they must take a strength saving throw or be pushed up to 10 feet away from me and knocked prone, which I assume is going to be more in a zero gravity environment.
Yeah, let's go for it.
So I'm going to use my inspiration on this one. I'm glad I fucking did. So that is a 17 to hit.
Yeah.
10 points of damage. And can it make a strength saving throw, please?
It doesn't need to, as you knock its head straight off with the baton and it goes spiraling off into the space, in zero grav. The headless corpse goes into a spin as it floats away from you quite rapidly.
Fair enough. Whee!
Bye!
HUD's going to head towards the open airlock.
So yeah, you get pretty much to the airlock with your 35 feet of movement. You're not in it, but you can see through into a very long corridor. Then it's the go of the one that Jefferson pushed back 20 feet. That's going to scramble towards you, HUD, and chase you to the airlock.
Bitch.
It comes along the wall, sticking its claws into it, using it as leverage, and scrambles towards you and tries to hit you. For a 14?
That will not hit me.
That just bounces off your combat armor. Yeah, it screams in your face, and there's this kind of like horrible green ooze that spits from its mouth and hits you in the face.
Up here.
And then Jefferson, can you make a perception check?
19.
Okay, so you can now see from below another appear from the bottom of the room.
Another horror.
Another horror, yeah. It'd been hiding, and it's now appeared, and it's going to throw itself towards you and try and attack. Does a 21 hit?
No.
Oh, well, it does.
For 8 points of slashing damage on that one. And can you make a strength saving throw?
No. 9.
So then the force knocks you back and you start to go into a spin. And you'll be in that spin until you reach the ceiling. Because it's attacked you from below, it's pushing you up.
Okay. That's what you think, motherfucker.
So in that spin, if you make any attacks, they'll be with disadvantage. But you can try and use your action to steady yourself on the wall or stop the spin, basically. And then it's your go.
So, this airlock that's opened.
Yes.
How far away from it am I now?
You went towards HUD. So you've been pushed, say, 5 feet. So you're about 40 feet, but you're in a spin heading upwards.
Right. So here's my question. Phase shift. I fold space between myself and a point of destination within range.
Yeah.
I teleport 30 feet to an unoccupied space that I can see. Would I still be spinning?
Yes. And you'd still be going in the direction that you phase shift in. So you'd have to position it. You could theoretically position it so you would be spinning into the airlock, I suppose.
I want to do that.
All right. Pretty cool. What's the range on phase shift?
It's 30 feet, so I move 30 feet. Is the spinning in direction part of my movement, or does it just happen to me?
It's part of your movement.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess I don't need to roll anything to phase shift. It's just a bonus action talent. I'm very talented.
So do you want to end up wherever the airlock leads?
I'm aiming for inside the, like, just inside on the cusp of the airlock, so I can stand in there.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so you phase shift to basically the middle of the room, and you guys see this. Suddenly, Jefferson disappears and appears again in the middle of the room and keeps his spin going towards the airlock. And you just make it into the entrance. But you're going to keep going until you hit something on your next go.
Okay. So then is it an action to try and steady myself?
Or try and reach out for something to grab?
I guess I'll do that. If I'm just inside the airlock, I'll just try and steady myself on the airlock itself.
Okay. Can you make acrobatics, let's say?
Like that more than strength.
Keep it jazzy.
I like it a bit more than strength, like not loads. 16.
16, yeah, I'll say that's enough to... You grab the kind of frame of the airlock door and that stops you in place. Yeah, there is a sort of like nauseous feeling that you get when you come out of the spin.
Also, his back clicks a lot. No one's nearby to hear it, but he feels it. And it's both good and painful.
You can see in front of you there's just this seemingly endless corridor.
Are there any control panels on this side of the airlock?
You make an investigation check.
Is it a strong suit? Nobody knows. It's not. It's really not. God, that's gone somewhere. Oh, that's a natural 20. It's a 19.
I'll say with a natural 20 that, no, you can't see that there's any control panel, but you can see in the wall in this corridor and across the ceiling, there are these little sensors that are picking up something. You get the impression that if you went through the threshold, something would happen.
That sounds threatening. Whether it's threatening a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but it sounds threatening.
Can you threaten a good thing?
I think you can threaten a good thing.
You threaten a good time.
That's true. I do say that a lot.
People are frequently asking you not to.
No.
And then Rebook, it's your go.
I guess Rebook, having spotted the opened corridor, is going to kick off towards it.
So we'll kick it off, boys.
As far as he can kick off. And there's still one in the room with us.
Yeah, are you using all of your movement or double movement? Or
how far away is it?
Well, it was about 60 foot to the top of the room, so I'd say, yeah, 60 foot back down.
Okay, yeah, Ruby's going to dash for the entrance then, so that'll get 70 feet.
Okay, perfect.
You have to land on the other side.
So the way it's positioned, the horror that's been fighting Hood, you might have to go past.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to kick off towards it and I'll kick off towards my destination and take a couple of shots at it as I'm going past. Right. So again, bonus action, move that hunter's mark up to it. So a 19 and a 20.
Yeah, both hit.
It's terrible damage. 16 damage altogether on that one.
A couple of holes put through it. It's looking on its last legs. In fact, one of the arms pretty much just is hanging on by a couple of sinews.
And the drone again is going to take a couple of attacks. So 14 and a 21.
Yeah, both hit.
More damage than me, that's disgusting. That's 23 damage from the drone.
Yeah, so it completely rips it apart, tears it a new one, body parts go in separate directions, it just floats away, and Hood is now covered in, like, oozing purpley-black blood.
Ah, Rebook is in my hair.
Vistra sometimes likes to impersonate Blender.
That was Deed. So you've used 35 feet of your move, so you're kind of floating through the air still.
With the greatest of these.
And then, Hood, it's your go.
Okay, so one of them is in the airlock with me now.
Yeah, and you can hear more shrieks echo throughout the room as that one explodes. You get the impression that there are more.
So who's in the airlock now? Jefferson's spinning.
Yeah, he's sort of in the doorway to the airlock. It's you, Rebook, the drone. Rebook's floating towards the airlock, about 35 feet away. You're next to it. And then there's a horror that you can see on the other side of the room.
Is there a control panel on the inside of the door of the airlock?
Yes, if you can just make an investigation check.
That is a 13.
You can't see any sort of keypad or mechanism to work the door.
Is there any space hay in the airlock with us now?
Some has floated in as a result of the door opening.
Yeah. Is there a lot?
By the second, there's more and more.
Yeah. Okay. So Rebook is coming down the corridor. You know, I'm just going to wait in the doorway. I'm going to ready an action for when this horror comes in. Following Rebook, and I'm just going to fucking shank it with my forearm blade.
Yeah, so it, seeing that Rebook is floating towards the airlock and is in midair, this horror is going to push off towards Rebook and try and basically bash him off course with their claws. But it's a natural one, so I'll say with that, the horror misses Rebook entirely. Its trajectory is completely off, and it just floats straight past Rebook. I'll even give Rebook a attack of opportunity if he wants it.
I might as well take it. I think that misses, though. That's A12.
Yeah, so you narrowly miss as the horror floats off towards the other side of the room and hits the wall at the other side. And then, yeah, you can just hear these shrieks. More and more of them begin to pierce your ears. And it's Jefferson's go.
So where are Rebook and Hud in relation to the airlock?
So Rebook is about 35 feet out into the up and out into the room. He's pushed off from the top of the room, and he's about halfway to the airlock from the top of the room. Hood is in the airlock doorway with you.
I'm trying to figure out if I can figure out what this sensor does. I don't think many of my powers do that. Let's see what my abilities do. Oh shit, I have psi combat. I don't even know what that means. Okay. I can use Mind Spike or Mental Barrier as my side combat, I think. Okay. Sorry about that. That was really, really slow, and I'm not doing anything interesting.
It's all right. We're used to it.
Classic. I don't know why I keep saying things are classic. I'm sorry. It's really irritating. Can I try and figure out what this barrier does in a sort of normal way? Like, computers check. Wait a second. Or can a mechanics check do it? I'm going to explain a mechanics check to try and sell that. I'm looking around to see any systems or wires or conduits that lead away that would indicate what this sensor does.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, make a mechanics check.
It's not amazing. It's a 13.
I mean, you can see that there's some sort of wiring that leads away from these sensors. It's very basic. It leads towards the airlock door, into the kind of frame of the airlock door.
Can I... Right, I know you can ready an action. Can I ready movement?
Yeah.
So if HUD and the Reboot both cross the sensor before Jefferson does, I'll use my movement to cross the sensor.
Is that you're just going to push off from the door?
Yeah, I'll just like float back.
All right.
I mean, I'm assuming the mechanics check was my action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Rebook, your go.
So I'm going to keep floating towards the portal. Will I get there in my normal movement?
You will. So 35 feet gets you to next to Hood, which is like in the doorway. I think Hood would probably reach out and grab you. Reach out and grab you.
Reach out and touch Rebook.
I'm going to get the drone to follow in as well, just to fly after me.
Yeah, I mean, does he fly in through the airlock, or is he just coming in next to you?
Yeah, he'll come in next to us. I guess we'll go through at the same time is probably the best way of doing it. Head through to the other side of the airlock, so the drone's got 60 feet of movement, so we can fly through there, and Reboot's going to dash to get, once he's landed, to get through.
How far through do you go?
Not very far, just to the other side of the airlock.
So I'll say that you steady yourself on the wall on the inside of this corridor, and you can make out now that it seems like it's never ending. It's just a straight line. And the drone comes in next to you. Hood, it's your go.
Hey, the Rebook's in, right?
Yeah, he's in the corridor now, so he's through the airlock.
Okay, I'm going to grab Rebook, because we're still in zero gravity, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab Rebook, and I'm just going to yeet him down the corridor, so he gets like an extra move, and then I'm going to kick off and follow him.
You allow this, Rebook?
Yeah, it sounds quite fun, one. Rebook steadies himself against the wall, and then, what? Why? I did not say toss me.
Well, yeah.
Toss me.
So it is quite fun.
Whing! Don't tell the elf.
So yeah, you just yeet him down this corridor, and you hear this clicking sound as he passes through these sensors. And the airlock door behind slams shut. Jefferson, can you make a dex saving throw?
Now, does the fact that I prepared my action give me anything?
You did say as Rebook and Hood passes the
sensor. Well, Hood did say that he was going over as well.
But he has to throw Rebook first. Did you say airlock or sensors? You said sensors.
I said sensors.
Yeah, I'm going to be harsh on this.
All right. Well, that's fine. I got a 24.
Okay, great. It slams shut, but you manage to propel yourself off just in time. And as the airlock door slams shut and this massive space hay flies in with you, the gravity returns to the room and you all collapse onto the floor. And you take...
Oh, fuck off with that.
It's only two bludgeoning damage.
You're looking knob. You have a very large knob.
Hud's going to use his bonus actions to do a second wind. And he's going to get D10 plus his level back.
And this second wind echoes throughout this corridor.
Idiot.
That's such a dumb joke.
Inspiration to Mike. Oh,
I expected this from old man, not from you. Why does it still smell of prunes?
Yeah, sorry that you.
I don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone. It's been a stressful day.
Oh my god, that's broken me.
So you crash to the floor. This feeling of weightlessness gets ripped from you.
I just love the idea that everyone falls to the floor. Well, I feel better. Sweet. Says Hodge.
Just squeezes it out.
Man, I've been waiting to let that go that entire fight.
I mean, you don't want to let it go when you're in zero gravity. You don't know where it will send you.
Awful. Could have given me an extra boost. Afterburner's on.
Oh, man. That was a shit joke.
We got a lot of work to share with it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm done, guys. I'll see you next year.
So, yeah, you're just covered in space hay and the viscera from the horrors that you just faced. The airlock behind you.
Oh, man, we need to be very careful to wipe all this off because, yeah, it's fine when it's just sticking to a bit of goo that's stuck to you. But when someone hits you with an incendiary round when you've got a bit of space hay stuck to you, that is not okay. So everyone be very clear when you wipe yourself down, there's no space hay still on you.
I'm glad we're still talking about space hay.
Whilst Jefferson is saying this, he's very, very carefully packing small Ziploc bag full of space hay and putting it into his pack.
You know what? Hud's also going to start like picking space hay off of himself.
Oh, shit, I already have space hay on me. I have two bags of space hay.